listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Quick word for Amigo Energy. You don't have to sweat it just watching your favorite soccer team, but you also can save money on your energy bill. Amigo Energy has a solution. Sign up for Amigo Energy Basics 24. You'll get a $50 bill credit exclusive for Soccer Matters listeners. Did you know Amigo Energy is a Public Utility Commission 5-star rated provider? That's right. You get both great rates and great service from Amigo Energy. Don't delay. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Basics 24. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters. 888-995-9299. 888-995-9299. To save money. For details on the $50 offer, www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Here is part two with Dynamo Manager Wade Barrett. He's Dynamo Manager Wade Barrett joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Again, this interview with Wade brought to you by HoustonDynamo.com. Get your Dynamo tickets there. They've got all kinds of big games coming up here, including Vancouver at the end of the month. HoustonDynamo.com for Dynamo tickets and Dash tickets. Well, let's go back to Giles, because I think the last two games, the snapshot that's been pretty vivid and clear is when he's in a central area, that man's dangerous. And his most dangerous moments seem to come either when you moved him into the striker position or when he came in from wide into a central role.
Yeah, well, I've put Giles in that outside position. I think, you know, in these couple games, I think that's been, for me, that's been the right call. And, you know, his attitude has been excellent. I think his work rate has been very good. I made it very clear to him kind of what was asked on the defensive side and making sure that he understood those responsibilities. And I think he and Jaleel have actually had a good combination over there. I think they've been solid against the ball. You know, I've asked those outside midfielders to try to shut off that ball in on the inside. And Giles and Jaleel have both, they've understood that and done a good job. Now, yeah, when Giles is out there, he is an asset. So that's, again, why I've kind of worked on kind of those options as we swing the ball around. How do we get that outside midfielder, you know, involved or on the ball in an attacking area? But as you said, he is an asset when he comes inside as well. And, you know, when I had a conversation with Giles when he got back from the Copa and, you know, said, really moving forward, I'd like to find opportunities to get him central or up top, you know, to see what that looks like. So, you know, for every game, like I said, I'm running through every option of all the available players and try to consider what I think for that game is the best. But I'm definitely going to consider him in some of those more central areas as we move forward.
Yeah. Do you as a manager feel like at some point you'll have to get a little more set on what individual is going to lead the line, or does it continue to be a week? You know, obviously you want competition, but at some point, right, don't you have to kind of narrow it down?
Yeah, you do, Glenn. And, you know, we have a small squad right now. So, you know, I do think it's important that when you decide on one course of action, that you give it a little bit of time to see how that plays out. And, you know, we have gotten tough to play against the ball, so I'm proud about that. But I do think the next layer on top of that is, you know, what we do kind of moving forward and how we can get the ball into good attacking positions. So, you know, we can't kind of keep flipping back and forth between one and another. But up until now, you know, I think we've managed things pretty well, and I think we've, you know, gotten some good results. And even in all those results, Glenn, we've been close to picking up wins in every single one. I feel like we are the team that's just having something saved right at the death, or that's just getting deflected out. I think four of these ties that we've gotten, Glenn, could have been wins if the ball had bounced our way a little bit different.
Now, it is a delicate process, I know, because when you're building off organization and your team shape like you are, as you make these other decisions, you don't want to affect anything that you've stabilized. And I understand it's incredibly delicate. You've got very differing, tough choices. In the case of Eric Kubo Torres, who was brought here with big fanfare, big money paid for him, And I'm not trying to put you in a difficult position, but if I go back to Owen, I look at him and I go, wow, here's a big investment. I understand based on the off-field activity why last year was a bust. The kid did look like he came in more fit, Eric. look sharper, looks more motivated, look like weight was off his back. But it doesn't seem to me, and I may be wrong, and you can correct me here, that he's ever really been given a run of games to prove himself out.
Well, I know you're not saying it this way. This is how we all say it. But nothing will be given. And it's on Eric to kind of earn that opportunity to get in there to play the minutes like you're talking about. And, Glenn, I'm looking forward. Now, I'm disappointed in one respect that he's going to the Olympics because he's a player that I really haven't gotten to work with yet. And like I said, when I came in, I want to give every single player on the team kind of a new opportunity to thrive under the way that I'm coaching. And Eric hasn't had that yet because, you know, ever since I've been in charge, he's been occupied with the Olympic team. So I'm really looking forward to when the Olympics are finished and he can come back with the group. I can spend some real time with him kind of going over things, more than just a day or two here or there, but over an extended time. And, you know, then we'll see what happens from there. Like I said, my opinion on some players has changed because of the work they've done since I've kind of taken over, and they've responded to certain things I'm asking. They're playing a little bit in a different way. They're giving more on both sides of the ball. And I want to give Eric every opportunity to do that. And if he does, you know, if he's got the gold in him. I mean, that's one thing we know about Eric, that he does have gold in him.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting one, and I understand where you're coming from. How about a quick word on Mauro Manotas? Because as you mentioned, Giles can stretch a defense, so can Mauro. And Mauro's probably checking every box that he thinks a manager should say, okay, I'm ready to give you your start, Mauro, because you got him doing what you want him to do, and that is pushing this team immensely.
Yeah, that's right. And Glenn, Mauro is very close. So, you know, we've got the game against L.A. On Friday. Then we've got turnaround. We play the Open Cup on the Wednesday. And, you know, that's a game against Dallas. It's a quarterfinal. That's a huge match. So there's going to be opportunities for all of those guys to get significant minutes over the next couple of games. And then we have Vancouver at home on the 23rd. And, you know, there will have to be players that step up when given those opportunities for those games.
Last question before I let you go, Wade. We appreciate how candid you are. I think any Dynamo fan that listens to this interview is going to really get great stuff from the manager, and we do appreciate that because it's important. We're trying to sell the game here on ESPN 97.5 as well, and you being so upfront is great. Last thing, transfer window. I know you've moved a few players. Are you guys looking to make moves, or are you trying to do things that could change the shape and destination of this team?
Yes, we are. But Glenn, this is a tough one because I've just kind of come on board. I mean, I've just been driving the ship now for I can't even tell you how many weeks it's been. The weeks have been flying by. But you know, there is the opportunity to change the group right now. I have a very clear idea of the type of player that I want to be here. And I want to be very careful. Now, I don't want the squad to get too thin. I know we're operating on a small squad right now. We've had a couple players go out. We've had a couple players go on loan. But I want to make sure that anybody that we bring in is not just a short-term solution, but is someone that I feel like is going to help us in the short term, but it is also going to make sense going into this next year. And, you know, we have to be very careful about how we go about those things because, you know, I want to make moves that, like I said, benefit us in both ways. So, you know, we've looked at a lot of things. We've looked at the, you know, in the market in MLS. We've looked on the international market. We're having conversations daily, Glenn, about the players that are out there and what we think might be possible about how to improve the squad. So that takes up a good part of my day right now. But again, and I've told you this, and I'm sticking with it, that my job is also to get the most out of the group that I have under my care right now and everybody that's in a Dynamo shirt today. So, yes, our days are spread pretty thin right now, but I'm trying to get the most out of the group we have and at the same time make moves that are going to help us in the short term but also into the next season because, as you know now, I mean, the way the contracts are, you have to be very careful about that. You can't do something that might help you in the next four or five games, but that it's going to hurt you in the long run. So I just need a little bit of patience on how we kind of go about, you know, bringing those players in and how we move forward.
Well, Wade, as always, we thank you so much. Thank you for being so candid. We wish you the best of luck on Friday against the LA Galaxy. And again, thank you very much for your time.
Good. Thank you, Glenn.
All right. The one and only manager of the Houston Dynamo. He's Wade Barrett. Remember him as the captain of this team. Joining us here, and that sponsored by HoustonDynamo.com. That's where you get the tickets for the Dynamo and Dash. Quick word here for Bud Light. I'm speaking on behalf of my favorite political party, the Bud Light Party. People say the country's divided, that we disagree on everything. It's not true. We agree on a lot, like puppy videos. Everybody likes puppy videos, three-day weekends, free parking, queso, margaritas, Messi. Some even like Cristiano Ronaldo right now after Portugal winning the Euros. You know what else everybody loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. Raise one right now. Join the Bud Light Party and myself every Tuesday night for the best in soccer talk. Also, special edition this Friday night of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m. And we will be talking Dynamo LA, Euros, Copa Centenario, and more. We'll take a break right now. It's a Bud Light break.
Windmill, for the land, turn forever hand in hand, take it all in.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. A quick moment for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. At some point, we're all in need of a good lawyer. John Daspit, his firm, they're personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-588-HURT. Whether your accident is car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, could be plant, refinery here in Houston, 18-wheeler, the Daspit Law Firm will assure you that they will treat your case as if it's their own. It's DaspitLaw.com. They'll work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. Fight for your right for compensation with the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-588-HURT. And that brings us to one of our guests, good friend Marcelo Balboa. Tonight will be a part of the broadcast of the Dynamo at the Los Angeles Galaxy, and we'll tell you a little bit about how he'll be doing double duty tonight on television in this interview. Marcelo, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
All right, you look at the Dynamo in L.A. This is the Friday night game.
Yep.
Speak a little bit about sort of the storylines you see in this one.
You know, I think it's an interesting one. You know, I know that Houston's in last place, but they've gotten some decent results. They're not getting 3 points, but they're tying some games. They look, for me, I got to be honest with you, they looked a little bit more organized. Their lines are a little closer. They're in every single game, so I see a different lineup, a different team under Wade Barrett. Which I got to be honest with you, I like the fact that they're giving Wade Barrett an opportunity to coach this team, and then LA. You're playing against rock stars, you know, when you got Giovanni Dos Santos, Keane, Gerrard, you've got a lot of manpower out there. So it should be an interesting game.
Your take on how Steven Gerrard has sort of fit into Major League Soccer. I mean, obviously last year it was a bit of a learning experience, believe it or not.
You know, Glenn, I think it's interesting because every foreign player that comes into our league, no matter who you are, always seems to take a little bit of time to adapt to, and not so much the soccer because they're professionals, but the flights, the travel. I think that's a huge thing. You can see the lifestyle of being in Major League Soccer. So, I'll be honest with you. I wasn't thrilled last year. I think this year he's done a lot better. He's been a lot more solid. I know he's had a little injury here and there. But he's playing more of that, you know, that simple Steven Gerrard we're used to seeing play. So far, I like what he's done this year.
Marcelo Balboa, former U.S. international, joining us, came to Major League Soccer 96 with the Colorado Rapids, one of the big signings at that time when MLS kicked off. Agree with you 100% on the team looking more organized and stable, the shape of the team better. But the bottom line is you got to score goals, and the Dynamo aren't in a position to continue to draw games. How do you think they create more chances? Does anything jump out to you? Because you know, right now the striker position isn't yielding a whole lot.
No, I agree, and it's tough because there's not a lot of teams that have the money to be able to go and spend. I know you got Kubo Torres on the bench, you know, but I look at the formation, and you look at a lot of different things. I still think that you're like everybody else. You know, we're lucky enough, Colorado, to spend a lot of money this year, but we still don't have that creative player. You know what I mean? And I think you guys kind of fit into the same thing in Houston. You're still looking for that dynamic player, that guy that can spread the ball. I think Will Bruin is a fantastic player for this league, but I don't think he's a guy that's going to score 15, 20 goals consistently for you. He's not quick enough to get in behind the back line. He's great in the air. He reminds me of Ching. You put the ball in the box, he will find it, and he will somewhat put it on target. But I think you're missing that creativity in the midfield that leads into creating more chances.
Yeah, and I'm not sure the lone striker role is the best role for Will Bruin. It's a very difficult role in a team, and it's one where you're essentially, for me, you got to be more of a possession player to help your team get up the field.
Yeah, listen, I'm not a big fan of playing one striker. I'll be honest with you. I think a lot of these teams play this false number 10 kind of second forward, which isn't really true. If you look at the LA Galaxy, when you talk about playing a 4-4-2 and having two guys up top that can score goals, I mean, Giovanni Dos Santos has 7 goals, Keane has 6 goals in 8 games, but you're still getting goals from the midfield. I mean, Zardes is still with 4 goals, Husidic has a goal, Steven Gerrard has 2 goals, Loreno even has a goal. So you're creating, you're getting bodies into the box. I like having 2 forwards because the fact you have an outlet, you have an option, you have people that you can find up top, and you're not just relying on one guy being marked by 2 players.
Marcelo Balboa joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 ahead of the Dynamo Galaxy tonight. Hey, back to Colorado, because, you know, you're their announcer as well, and you're out there. You know, how much of this 9-2-7 record is about Jermaine Jones? Look, the difference between the Dynamo and Houston, you say Colorado's not creating a lot of chances and is in need of upping their attack to some degree. But bottom line is they're 9-2-7. They're second in the West. The Dynamo were at the bottom of the West. Is that really about Jermaine Jones? Because we saw him transform New England. Did he do the same thing in Colorado?
You know what, Glenn? I think he did. I got to be honest with you. I think that he's come in and he's lifted the play. He's setting a standard on the field. And you know how it is. A coach can only do so much. The real work comes from the players on the field. And listen, we don't have guys with double digits. We're not even close. I mean, the most we have is Kevin Doyle with 4 goals. Jermaine has 3. Gashi has 2. So Papa has 2. So you're sitting there going, we're spreading it out. But I think a lot of the energy, a lot of the creativity is coming through Jermaine Jones. And like anything else, Colorado defends as a team very, very well. They close the ball down. They put numbers behind it. They close you down in 2 and 3s. They win it. They hit you quickly on a counterattack. And the one thing it is this is a team that just keeps fighting. They just keep fighting and fighting and believe that they can get a result in any game. And I think that's going to go a long way. But we still got 16 games to go, so there's still a lot of soccer left. And can they keep this going for another 3 or 4 months? That's going to be the question.
Well, you mentioned some good pickups, too, Gassi and, yep, and Marco Papa. I mean, these are good footballers that you can build a team on.
Yeah. You know, you've got creativity. That's the problem. I just don't think they're being I don't think they're being let off the hook. They're not letting being off the reins. They're being told, you know, certain movements, because the other day, for the first time, we saw 3 movements that we haven't seen much. Papa come inside, he finds Gashi on the inside, Doyle makes a diagonal run, we score against Vancouver. That's something we haven't seen a lot of. So I think it's just a little bit of, you know how it is in this league. You can't become too predictable. And in Colorado, for me, a coach has to mix it up a little bit, because when you play a team for a second time or a third time, they kind of know how to tactically put their team on the field to stop you from doing things. So I think the second part of the season is going to be a lot of coaching on Pablo's part.
Correct me if you're wrong, though. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. you sound as though you think the pieces are there. It just has to be implemented. In other words, Pablo's a former holding midfielder. Well, what does Pablo know best? Pablo knows how to break down other teams and be destructive and defend. So that's probably his strength he's going to lean to. Now he's got to implement a bit of a more dangerous attack. Is he capable of doing that as a manager?
Yeah, I'll say I think that's why they brought in John Spencer, to be able to help a little bit. And you guys are very familiar with John Spencer.
Sure.
To bring a little bit more of the flair, a little bit more of the movement. Every time I've gone out to practice, Spencer is working with the forwards and the attacking midfielders on just finishing. So 100%, I think that it's been a good combination. This isn't a team that's going to get blown out 4-0, but it's also not a team that's going to beat you 4-0. This is a team that knows how to scratch and fight and get a 1-0 result, a 2-1 result, find a way to get a 2-2 result. So it's just a hard-working team. We have the pieces. I'll be honest with you. I mean, you look at our attacking. Just take the attacking six: Cronin, Azira, Papa, Jones, Gashi, and Doyle. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it is.
I think I'd match that up with anybody in Major League Soccer. I mean, we don't have the Giovinco's, and in the back line, I mean, now you brought in Howard. You've got a solid, you've got some young kids, you've got some veterans in the back. So it's a good mix. Now it just has to come together, you know, 100%.
I just think of Tim Howard, Jermaine Jones. I mean, you got some personalities. You got some real experience. You know, even Marco Papa. You got experienced guys who've been in the cauldron of some pressure-filled games. I think it's pretty exciting. By the way, Rapids on 34 points, second in the West to FC Dallas. And it's not a bad place to be when you're trying to figure out your attack, is it?
You know, Glenn, I'll be honest with you. I've been broadcasting for the Rapids for about over 10 years, and this is the first time we've been in first place. This is what second place, but we've got three games in hand. After tonight, we'll have two. A team that fights, the scratch. There's electricity in the air in Colorado and the stadiums because of Jermaine Jones and Tim Howard. And I also got to look at it. I think this is Colorado's year because – let's be honest, I don't know if Colorado can afford next year Jermaine Jones, plus there's an expansion draft coming up next year because two teams are coming into the league. So this, I think, I look at it and say this is great opportunity for Colorado to take advantage of the situation they're in.
Marcelo Omar Bravo, the all-time leading goal scorer for Chivas, comes to Major League Soccer, went to Major League Soccer in Sporting Kansas City, and he's now coming back to play in the NASL with the Carolina Railhawks. Your thoughts on that? And I've heard him just talk about trying to get his family in a place where it's a lifestyle change for him.
I got to be honest. When I heard it, I just thought it was a rumor. I never thought that Omar Bravo would come to Major League Soccer, or not to to come to Major League Soccer for one stint, go back to Mexico, and come back for a second stint and play in the second division. So. You know, I know that the NASL is playing great money. It's a competitive league. Players are being looked at all the time from the NASL, so they're starting to step up and they're starting to do things the right way. They're starting to put money behind players, be it Raul, now Omar Bravo. So, I think it's fantastic that he's here and that he's playing. My thing is, like always, Glenn, if you're going to pay that kind of money for that big of a player, he better produce. He better not be here on vacation.
I forgot to ask you this about Colorado because I know this has been a point of contention over the years. Has the signing of Tim Howard and Jermaine Jones and the fact that you guys are getting results now, you're near the top of the Western Conference, is that visible in the attendance and what you see when you go to games?
I think it's getting there, 100%. I think when you bring in players like that, and it's not just at home. If you look the other day when Colorado went to Vancouver, the whole bottom bowl was sold out. You know what I mean? And I think that's rare when Colorado used to go on the road. But now you bring such main attractions. You bring in quality players that people want to see. So, I think it's affecting what we do at home. I think it's also affecting when we go on the road, more people are coming to the stadiums because they want to see Tim Howard. They want to see Jermaine Jones. They want to see Papa. They want to see what Colorado has. Why is Colorado in first place? So, I think it really has. And I'll be honest with you, you know, I've been in Colorado for a long time, since 96. We've been begging for this to happen. Now I'm speaking on behalf of myself and the fans. been asking and begging to be able to bring in players like this, and now they have them. Now Colorado has them. Now it's like anything else. Now you got to get the results. With spending money comes pressure.
Marcelo Balboa joining us. He's also a part of, amongst as many things he's doing, he's also a part of a show on Nickelodeon called Soccer Superstar. We got some common friends on that show. Tell us a little bit about Soccer Superstar. Another season debuts tonight, 10 Eastern time. Again, that's Soccer Superstar on Nickelodeon. Tell us about it.
You know what, Glenn? I've been very fortunate to be able to be involved with this. Mike Cohen and put a group of judges together, and it's Angela Hughley, who is a two-time Olympic gold medalist for the United States. Dan Medcalf, who is locally here, a great coach here in California. And we've been fortunate enough to travel around the U.S. to hold tryouts. We were able to pick 12 girls. We bring those 12 girls to California. We have them live together. We train. We practice. They do other things, which is kind of cool. They've got challenges that they have to do that are not always soccer challenges. We play real games against ECNL teams here. And like anything else, we got to eliminate after games, after practices. Sometimes we eliminate girls that just aren't keeping up to the standard of what we feel is the next soccer superstar. But they've been fortunate. They got to meet Steven Gerrard, which was fantastic. They got to meet the guy from Cyrus from So You Think You Can Dance, the runner-up. They got to do a challenge with him. So it's been great. They got to meet two LPGA girls, Danielle Tang, who was fantastic, and Bella Muzzo was another golfer. So, we play games. We bring them in. We finally have to cut it down to a final game, and that's when we pick the winner.
Is it a format where you're sending people home after a certain amount of time?
It's not a certain format, but we do send people home. Usually we eliminate after games. Sometimes we have 3 days, 4 days between a game, and we look at a young lady who's maybe training and not standing up to the standard that we want her to. We've sent kids home after practice because they're just not keeping up to what we need them to be. So, you know, it's a great show. It's a great show because the fact that it's opening, it's an all-girl show. It's all women, young ladies from the ages of 15 to 18. And again, it's a great platform. It's just trying to find that next young lady who maybe hasn't been seen by a lot of people. Last year, we found a young lady who wasn't really seen a lot. Now she's already signed into a university Division I school, which we're thrilled to death. So it's just about trying to find that diamond in the rough.
The end game, the winner, talk to me about, you know, what the winner gets outside of being identified and possible opportunity at higher levels.
Well, the opportunities of being seen by they're doing commercials. They're doing all these great things on Nickelodeon. And the winner now will get an opportunity to meet and to be able to go and watch their idol, whoever it may be, in the Women's Professional League. So that's a great, great gift. To be able to go watch what a professional team does in an environment. So I think that's a huge one right there for everybody.
It's tonight. It's 10 o'clock Eastern. It's on Nickelodeon. It's called Soccer Superstar. Marcelo Balboa, one of the judges. It'll debut tonight. He'll also be sending his alter ego to Los Angeles to call the Dynamo LA game as well. So it's fascinating how you can be in two places at one time.
You know, it's funny, before I got into TV, I always wondered, you know, how it worked. How could he be doing that and be here? Now I know. Now I know how to do the Star Trek, send my alter ego to one place and I could be somewhere else.
Marcelo, keep enjoying it. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. It's Marcelo Balboa. The show is called Soccer Superstar. It's on Nickelodeon, 10 o'clock Eastern time. And then, of course, he'll be on the call of the Dynamo Los Angeles Galaxy as well tonight in the Friday night MLS Game of the Week. Quick word here for Amigo Energy. Soccer fans, summer's here. That means you don't just have to sweat not watching your favorite soccer team, but also your energy bill. You want to save money? Amigo Energy has a solution for that. You sign up for Amigo Energy Basics 24, receive a $50 bill credit exclusively for for Soccer Matters listeners. Now, did you know Amigo Energy is a Public Utility Commission 5-star rated provider? That's right. You'll get both great rates, great service from Amigo Energy. Don't delay. You want to save money? I do. You do. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Tell them you heard it on the show. Sign up for Basics 24, 888-995-9299 in both English and Spanish. That's 888-995-9299. For details on the $50 offer, go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters, and we will take a 7-Up break.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Hey, welcome back to Soccer Matters here as we continue to roll on. We're going to end it in big style here tonight, but first, a moment for Bud Light. I speak as the host of Soccer Matters. Today I'm speaking on behalf of my favorite political party. It's the Bud Light Party. People say the country's divided, that we disagree on everything. It's not true. We agree on a lot. Like puppy videos. Everybody loves puppy videos, three-day weekends, free parking, queso, margaritas, Messi, and even more now, Cristiano after Portugal winning the Euros. You know what else everybody loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. Raise one right now. Join the Bud Light Party and myself every Tuesday night for the best in soccer talk at 7 Central. All right, with that, a good friend of mine, former teammate of mine here in the 80s professionally with the Houston Dynamos, he's Bill McDonald, the head soccer coach at Strake Jesuit Preparatory School here in Houston. He joins us now. Bill, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Glad to be here, Glenn. Thanks.
Sounds very formal talking to you, my friend, like that. You and I have been working on an event with the Houston Dynamo, which basically is kind of going to be a reminder of the history of professional soccer in this country, in this city, which actually might amaze people, began in the 60s with the Houston Stars, went into the 70s with the Houston Hurricanes, went into the 80s with the Houston Dynamos, and then also I missed their Summit Soccer in the 70s, which was an indoor team. And then finished in the 90s with an indoor team, the Houston Hotshots, that played over at the Summit, prior to us gratefully accepting the San Jose Earthquakes, which turned into the Houston Dynamo here in Houston. And we've seen the infrastructure grow, and it's just been an amazing visual and sort of lens to watch the growth of the sport in this city. Kind of your thoughts on where the game has grown as the city has grown here.
Well, yeah, I mean, Houston has a rich and longstanding tradition of having soccer teams around, and there's a small part of our city that has been fans and have followed those teams, you know, all along, and then there's probably a lot of people that didn't really know that there were teams before the Dynamo. So I think that the Dynamo hosting this event is going to be, you know, a great deal to reunite a lot of people, players and fans alike, to open their eyes to Houston's soccer history and past.
Yeah, I think we're excited about it because many of the former players have worked on the game in the city, still currently work on it, and are involved in it at a variety of different levels. You know, I'm looking at the rundown here, and we'll talk about some of the people that are coming back, but it's pretty impressive. So talk a little bit about the event, and if there's anybody out there that has contact with anybody around these teams, please get in touch with Bill McDonald. Bill, just give out your number, your email, and then speak a little bit about some of the reaction you're getting from former pros. You and I have been kind of using Facebook and going through a couple of different processes trying to get people involved and get the word out that this is happening.
Yeah, it's amazing, Glenn, because, you know, a few weeks ago we got word that this event was going to happen. And, you know, at that point it was like, okay, well, how are we going to, you know, contact, you know, a lot of these players that have been a part of it? And, Actually, right now, you know, we've reached out, and a lot of the players that we've been able to get contact to have also given us more information, and it's blowing up right now. I've been able to confirm over 30 former Houston professional soccer players. They're going to be able to be here, some of them in town, but a lot of them coming in from out of town, and they're very, you know, excited about, you know, the event. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's August 13th. The players will be walked out at the Dynamo game and get honored. And, yeah, it's just a great coming together of people. I think it's going to be fun. Now, also, if you're fans of these teams, you're invited to any of the events, really, which is going to be a Friday event at Bar Munich in Midtown. But I'm looking here at you know, going back to the Houston Hurricanes, Kai Haskovy. These are names that people know in soccer in this country. Nick Megalutis, Charlie Kadupski from up in the Dallas area, the Houston Dynamos, Mike Barbrick, Beto DeSantos, another one, owners of teams, yourself, Juan Yepes is coming in. Of course, the hotshot said there's great representation there with the owner, Giorgio Berlanghi, and a number of different players, Ziad Alon, Olivier Finidori, who played for the Hotshots, Diego Lopez Maradona. It's great to see all these names. It's going to be fun to mix with these guys. And I think it's going to be a pretty big moment when, you know, they're in that stadium, because every one of these guys have a little bit of a hand, knowingly or unknowingly, in the growth of the sport in Houston.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you talked about Haskaby. I mean, he was one of the leading scorers in the league and a star that was here in Houston, and people had were very fortunate to kind of watch. Also from the Hurricanes, Mark Stahl is going to be coming in from California, Matt O'Sullivan. We have Roland Sickinger here, who's been working in the game and lives in Houston. It's going to be there. Ozzy Vasquez, you know, and you mentioned Nick Megalutis. That's going to be fantastic. From our team, Glenn, you know, some of the ones that you didn't mention, Tony Johnson is here in town. Juan Yepes is coming in from California. We hope Jim Walker, our general manager, is going to be able to join us. And Pete Kane, one of the owners of the team, hopefully. And then the Hotshots has been the biggest response. You know, you mentioned some of their stars. Unfortunately, Nebo Bandovic is not, he's going to be out of country, but, Carlos Lessa, you mentioned Ziad. Giorgio Berlanghi, the owner, is going to join us, and then a bunch of players, Mirko Castillo, David Divertal, Olivia Finidori, John Gardner, Diego Lopez Maradona, and Freddie Sanguinetti. So the response has been great, and I expect it to grow even more in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's kind of, we have a couple, we're even trying to reach out to Kyle Rowe Jr., who was once on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and used to win the Superstars competition repeatedly until they eliminated soccer players from that. If you remember that show, that was, I don't know, it was ABC or NBC. He's Bill McDonald, former Houston Dynamo's defender, also was an assistant coach with the Houston Hotshots in the Continental Indoor Soccer League. He has a long time been involved as a head soccer coach, athletic director over at Strake Jesuit Preparatory School. You know, as I look at this list here, especially with the Dynamos and Hotshots, well, even the Hurricanes, so many of these guys, you know, our peers have been in coaching and or still are involved in coaching. And, you know, when you think about that spread out throughout the country, all the markets that had professional soccer, and basically back in those days, if you want to remain in the sport, you had to get into coaching. It was pretty much the only option at some level, whether it was high school or youth or the college game. So it's pretty interesting to see how many people remained in the game and have helped, you know, to till the soil, per se.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Houston was kind of an open area. There was a lot of people that were ready for the game of soccer and ready for, you know, people to teach them how to play. And, you know, your club trainers, you know, from years and years, are a lot of players that used to be on these pro teams. So, you know, these guys have given back to their community in a lot of ways.
Billy, remind me, as the head coach of Strake, how many wins have you accumulated over the years? Because you're amongst the best ever in Texas. How many?
Yeah.
It's a very humble guy. But
you're only as good as your last game, right? I've been doing it a long time, and I've had a lot of fun doing it. And this year I was able to reach the 500 plateau, so that's been a lot of fun. I don't know. I don't know really what to say about that. It's more about the kids, I think, and I enjoy being involved with them.
Well, you're a very humble man. You've got a lot of respect from a lot of people. I hear it all the time when I run into people around Houston. He's Bill McDonald. So the curriculum here for the event again is Friday, August 12th, Bar Munich. We're going to do a happy hour, 7 to 9 p.m. All former pro players from all these different professional soccer teams. Saturday we'll be at the Dynamo Toronto game, halftime recognition of the group. Sunday there'll be a brunch. If you are out there listening and you know of people that need to be contacted for this event, let us know. And one other really cool thing, Deanne Crumbley, who has been a fan of since the Houston Hurricane days and still comes now to the Houston Dynamo in MLS. She's been a fan of all these teams. I call her the super fan of Houston. She's going to be at the event as well.
Yeah, that was great. I talked to Robin Crumbley Jungbauer today, and they confirmed she's going to be able to be there and come out on the field with all the players and celebrate with us, and that should be a special moment.
It's going to be a good time. He's Bill McDonald. Bill, thank you very much for updating on us on this. Remind people again where to contact you if in fact they know of other players. And we have we have a whole bunch of bait lines out there for other guys that we're waiting to hear a response on, including just a number of guys, Solomon Hilton, who played for the New York Cosmos, Santiago Formoso, who was on the Cosmos, and both these guys played professionally here in Houston. So there's going to be some really interesting personalities at this, and it should be fun.
Yeah, Glenn, like I said earlier, it's blowing up right now with just from the players that have kept in contact with each other. But there's a whole lot more, and we'd like to, get them involved in the next few weeks. So my email address is bmcdonald@strakejesuit.org. And anybody can contact me there if they have ties to any former pro players from these from the Stars or the Hurricanes and Summit. You know, we didn't mention the Summit because most of the Hurricane players played dually with the indoor team, the Summit. So most of them are the same. But also the Dynamos and the Hotshots. If anybody has any, please send it my way at bmcdonald@strakejesuit.org.
All right, you heard it there. And by the way, just an interesting side note to think about here. These teams, only lasted a couple of years. So when you compare and contrast that to what's going on with the Dynamo surviving since 2006. It's pretty remarkable. The men that owned these teams not necessarily were in it for profit. I think a lot of it was just out of passion for the sport and what it could potentially become. And you might say we were all ahead of our time, but you know what? It's great to see the game thriving now, and it's great to have been a part of it at some level earlier on. Bill, thank you very much for coming on the program tonight.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right, stay cool this weekend. All right, it's Bill McDonald. It's been fun reaching out to all our former teammates here. A quick word here for Amigo Energy before we end it tonight. And right now is a good time to make sure that your energy is working. Amigo Energy will do that. Summer's here. We're all sweating it out. But your energy bill, you should not be sweating out. Amigo Energy has a solution to that. Sign up for Amigo Energy Basics 24. Receive a $50 bill credit exclusively for Soccer Matters listeners. If you're moving, call Amigo Energy. If you're up for a renewal, call Amigo Energy. Or if you just want to switch and save money, how about that? Call Amigo Energy. You can call them at 888-995-9299. 888-995-9299. Remind them that you heard it right here on Soccer Matters. ESPN 97.5, www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Tell them you heard it here. And then there's details on a $50 offer. Again, www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Our good friend Everard Santa Marina at Amigo Energy. And we thank them. All right, that does it for tonight. Couple of reminders. Podcast is at podcastarena.com. Also on iTunes. Facebook, Soccer Matters. Get over there. I'm posting stuff all the time. Interesting stuff, videos, fun stuff. But it's a place for you to bring your opinion, just like the show. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your opinions. I want to hear what is most important to you in the world of soccer. So get over there. And glendavissoccer.com, we're getting the website up and running again. So join us over there as well. Our thanks to all the sponsors, callers, listeners tonight. Producer Tyler Scott, we appreciate him as well, big time. And we will hope that you stay cool this weekend. Until next Tuesday, I'm Glenn Davis.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5.